Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
For the last time, Eradian Cooper, Hadinina. We honor you, we love you, Father. We give you all the glory. Help us tonight, sweet Spirit of God. Tutelage and impartation belongs to you. We give you thanks. In the name of Jesus, every heart is in your hands. All our brothers and sisters coming on the way and those that are online, we thank you for their lives. In Jesus' precious name, somebody shout amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Assemblyman, we'll do better. Clap, 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 clap. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. There's a hymn somewhere. Take it out for me, please. A foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John 12, 20 and 21. Good to see all of you. It's a joy. It's a blessing. I appreciate and thank God for your lives. And I give him praise that he is holding you, keeping you well, blessed, and alive. By the mercies and auspices of his grace and his benevolence, he has been so faithful to you. Say amen. The Bible said in John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They required, desire, demand, place, a request. They needed to see Christ. Luke chapter 21, verses 34, 35, and 36. Luke, the 21st chapter. Reduce the base. Luke chapter number 21, verses 34 through to 36. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares." The Bible said, "For as a snare, it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Last Sunday, I took my time because of the subject I am dealing with. I am dealing with the seven wonders of hell. And for those of you who are joining us the first time today, you are not in the W3 service. For those of you who came in the F5 service, I am going to use the opportunity to gather you all, take you through the journey, and then we will continue from where we left off, and also bring a culmination to where we want to be today by the help of the Holy Spirit. Can I hear your amen? All right. So put a our theme on the screen, let all these lovely people understand exactly where we're going. Seven wonders of hell. That is our theme. Not these points. Our theme. And in my theme, I started 3 weeks ago, I started teaching on the seven wonders of the end time. There are wonders that are emanating in this end time. Then I am dealing with the seven wonders of hell. On Sunday, I will start a journey and complete it on Tuesday. The seven wonders of heaven. Then I will deal with the seven wonders of the judgment of God. During God's judgment, to you and me, there will be seven wonders that will happen. Before your judgment is passed, all the people who are dead, by now judgment is passed. Let me use people like Ebony. Let me use people like Susie Williams. By now, they are not waiting for anything. Judgment is passed. Sofobua, she was buried last week, but I can assure you, judgment was passed long before last week. The day you die, God does not have time for your stuff like Adediyanaine, Nawokidane, we see Danewafidane, all those things. God does not go away. Just as the Bible says, your thoughts are not his thoughts, your ways are not his ways, as the heavens are higher than the earth and all that. That is the same way it works with God. So then, unyami uni mamamrene mo niemanwa yeye wahano. He doesn't have, you know, the discourse to that particular stuff. A dark ufidro beto form then found tribute to abeka anfano. Judgment will be passed by God. You don't determine what happens. And let me tell you, it does not even matter who preaches at your funeral. And who attends your funeral, how good it was, you know, put together and all stuff like you. It doesn't really matter. Now, people who died didn't have funerals. They will be in heaven. Others who died and had a very lovely memorial service. We were speaking to an event planner the other day, and she was telling me that, you know, that when it's fresh flowers, it brings a naturality of the events. I'm CJ, if at all. This person may be in hell right now. And we are here expanding on them. We are only following the discourse of the fact that we need to be a papa. We are not going to be a channel. We are not going to be a sufo. We are not going to be a tia siye. We are not be a. So, based on the person's impact, we are going to be a channel. But apart from Ahadi, you know, I am telling you that judgment has been passed. So, before that judgment will be passed, seven things that are wondrous or amazing will happen. I would love to bring you to that particular place. Seven wonders of God's judgment. Then I will go to another series. The seven wonders of the rapture. Seven wonders. Something will happen on this earth. It will shake the world. I will be standing here talking and I will vanish. The day you see that thing, let me put it the other way around. I will be standing here preaching to you. Suddenly, everybody vanishes. And I am standing here talking to an empty room. That day, I will know that the Nkikemu am Kikemu na Yuhunu. Seven wonders of rapture. And then I will deal with the last series. By that time, it will push us to Revival 2023, close of September. Then we can be able to, you know. So I have very limited time. I will allow me to deal with what we did on Sunday. The word hell comes from about five different revelation or revelational words in the Hebrew and Greek. The first one is Sheol, S-H-E-O-L, Sheol, which connotes the grave. Ucheke, reduce the bass on my microphone, please. Ucheke, the thing that the Bible was talking about any time I'll be in hell, the G Bible picks it up as Asamando. So the Chief Bible is driving a point that he descended to hell. In the Apostles' Creed, we see it that way. In Luke chapter 16, the Bible talked about a very interesting, can you recall the settings, please? The Bible mentions something interesting in Luke 16. I will kindly want to read, not possibly all of it. I'm going to take my time to deal with something for Luke chapter number 16. Let's begin possibly and read from verse number 19. Maybe I will read verse 9 and 10 just for the sake of a revelation. The Bible said, I say unto you, make to yourself friends from the mammon of unrighteousness, that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. And then in verse number 19, he said, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared every day sumptuously. The Bible said, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. The Bible said it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. The Bible said, and in hell, here that word is picked in five words. The first one I said is Sheol. The second one is Hades, H-A-D-E-S. The third is Gehenna, is spelled as G-H-E-N-N-A. The fourth is Tartarus, T-A-R-T-A-R-S. And then the fifth one is Kolesi, K-O-L-E-S-I. The Bible said that in hell, being in torment, he seeth Abraham far off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Can you go back to the This is a very interesting verse. And since it's Bible study, I would like to point a few things out, then you can take your seat. In hell, the rich man can see Pharaoh, Father Abraham. I can't come back to that, so let me do justice to it. That means that Abraham and Lazarus was in a particular place. Then the rich man was also in a particular place. Different places. They are in different places. When we all die today, when you are righteous, you go to paradise. It's a sabbatical or a transitional place. If you are a wicked person, you did not trust Jesus Christ to pay for your sins or redeem you from wickedness into eternal salvation, hear what I'm about to say. You also go to a transitional point called hell. The Bible said in Revelation chapter 21, after Christ have come to rule 1,000 years on earth, there will be a new Jerusalem. Revelation chapter number 21, verse number 1. The Bible said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first one and the first earth were passed away. The Bible said in verse number 2, and I, John, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. This is an indication of something very important. Then in Revelation chapter 20, verse number 15, he makes a very strange statement. He said, and whosoever is not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This time, he didn't mention hell. This time, he did not mention hell. So then, hell is a transitional point for wicked people. Lost, unsaved people. The lake of fire is the place that burns unquenchable. A permanent site. Sister, I'm telling anybody that is in this building, if you fall into that thing. Mama, comfort, this is the reason why when people die, they can sometimes plead for mercy, or sometimes by God's own sovereignty, he can return your soul on earth and say, go with this message, or go with this warning, or go with this. Yeah, I have met people like that. I have met people. I'm not talking about this funny stuff. I went to hell. I saw poop. I saw. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I've met people who have had an encounter. They died, came back alive, and made some revelations. Serious stuff. Oh, the reason is because they were not in the lake of fire. Lake of fire, the first person that will fall into that is Lucifer and his cohort. Lucifer will fall there. Fall into the lake of fire. In that particular place is a point of no return. Nobody can receive forgiveness at that point. It's a serious thing. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I would love to use the opportunity to thank God for the life, for everybody that is here, and to the teachings of God's word. This is not something that excites you. I'm only telling you the plan of God, what is gravitating toward us. Whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, that's not the point. The world is round, whether you believe it or not. The world is round. It's not flat, whether you believe it or not. Electricity is liquid, whether you believe it or not. Death is real, whether you believe it or not. God is real, whether you believe it or not. Yeah, there are things that are real, whether you believe it or not. You have intestines, whether you believe it or not. You have a heart, whether you believe it or not. Your heart has blood chambers, whether you believe it or not. It pumps blood to all the body, whether you believe it or not. The blood circulates through the whole body, whether you believe it or not. You have two kidneys, whether you believe it or not. You have a pancreas, you have arteries, you have vessels, you have veins, you have nerves, whether you believe it or not. And whether you believe it or not, it is my tongue that allows me to speak, whether you believe it or not. There is a strange vein, and whether you believe it or not, these exist. Whether you believe it or not, hear the American. Say amen. Prophet Courage, welcome. Hallelujah. I will die one day, whether you believe it or not. I don't know whether I will go before you go or you go before I go. Whether you believe it or not, it will happen. The day of my death, I can confess I shall not die but live and declare the works of God. Shimak Buken, I will die still. Whether you believe that or not. On that day, the scriptures, that particular one, will not be applicable because my time has elapsed. Or is up. Whether you believe it or not. Am I helping you? Yeah. You will die whether you are born again or not. God will judge you whether you are born again or not. Yeah. There are things. So it's not a matter of I don't believe it. I'm not the person. The people will accord him courtesies because of your suffer. Let me put it that or suffer. Yen ma ye kase me umumi amen se sof. Me niemen na kuran se sof. God just called people with his mercy. Kufio draw is number one. Of Renem Fatame and Fat. You baby on my team who said, did they grab me? Who's a sofa and answers of? Who's a Pentecost of? They call the original settings. When your case will be, you know, when Yamia Duma Bishia will be, the grace of God has found somebody. He said, where would you know? Who's he? Who's a sofa? Utimus Adum ne toes. And ya dum one can suffer with you when you suffer. What do you say? The songwriter says, I didn't feature it to send me. Min ye no yam wo. Oba de self wo. What do me be? You know, that he is she, or he or she, whoever wrote the song, is right. Yeah. When you me, why ye, dear baby, something. Why ye, dear baby, now for fro. Why ye, dear, now for fro. Praise the name of the Lord. When you me, why ye, dear, now for fro. I said, I ye, dear baby, now for fro. You may be seated in the presence of God. That was a lovely praise and worship. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And so I'm going to tonight just do a very quick revision from where we are working from Nyame Adam on Sunday. I read this particular scripture being in hell lift and in tomb, being in torments lifted up and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then in the next verse, the Bible said, and he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Can you imagine that? Somebody is crying for mercy in hell. A person who never went to church. How did he know Abraham? Have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in torment in this flame. The Bible said in verse number 25, but Abraham says, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime. I want you to note this word. Very interesting. Lifetime. Whilst we are sitting here, your lifetime is ticking every day. He said, call me your lifetime, my lifetime, everybody's lifetime is ticking. Today, one day is gone. Last week, one week is gone. Somebody who celebrated their birthday this week, last week, 1 year is gone. And we are caught 31st 90. We are in August. Can you imagine that? 8 months is gone. Your lifetime is depleted. There is a song singing band in the Presbyterian Church, the Ghana Singing Bands Union. Somebody wrote a song and said, in two I've been such an shedda. Fisebrenya wodia. Do not postpone your repentance because time does not belong to you. That is true. And then in that song they said, whatever you want to do, do it now or quick now. If all this I'm saying is accurately true, then I wonder why the church is not even highlighting the body of Christ, not drawing our attention and bringing our conscience to that cognizant truth that your lifetime, you have a lifetime. Put the scripture on this word. Your lifetime. Your lifetime. When I look at the waste of this generation, young people wasting their life. It shocks me. The devil, the Bible said, has blinded the eyes of this generation. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Blindfolded us. Try 2 Corinthians 4, 4. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. The Bible said, the God of this world, I have blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shall shine on them. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18. There is this, he said, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish. But it is the power of God. Just like he said in Romans chapter 1 verse number 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the word is the power of God unto salvation to everybody who believes. Because you are in a state of emergency. When a nation is plunged into a state of emergency, parliament is suspended, the judiciary is suspended, the executive is suspended. They put a nation in an emergency, like what is happening in Niger right now, in Burkina Faso and in Mali. The nation is in a state of emergency. If you have a case, you can't go to court. There is no judge. The state of emergency puts what I'm trying to say right now. This whole generation is in a state of emergency. My mother called me yesterday, was lamenting. My biological mother was lamenting. Can you believe, my son, that one tin of milk is 9 cedis? Now I'm so turn 25. Oh, 25. I'm telling you. Sure. Time to hear truth. No crap. Because the Bible said in 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 19. Yeah. The Bible said clearly, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having the seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. He said, then let everybody who calls the name of the Lord or name of the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You know, come and enjoy the goodness of God and the grace of God and go back to your vomit. He has translated you. The word translation means you have totally been transfixed, transported. You have totally been migrated. You have been airlifted from one point to another. You are never the same again. He's making a point. You're a totally different person. A totally different person. Say a good amen. To them that perish, the preaching of the cross is foolishness. Put the scripture back. Let us work precept upon precept. And so, your lifetime is depleting on a daily basis. When lifetime works like this, then people, I would like you to understand. Say, he gave you life this morning and giving everybody opportunities. I have taught this church many times that anybody that is born into the chronological life, when I say chronological life, you have 24 hours a day, 7 days in a week, and all that system. You know, you coming into that particular life, you need to learn some few things. God has given you 10 assets for free that you work with. The first is the life you enjoy. The second is your purpose. The third are ideas. The fourth is time. The fifth is opportunities. These things you don't pay with money. The sixth is favor. The seventh, God has given you people. There are people in your life. There have come people in different phases of your life. Some for a reason, some for a season, some for a lifetime. There are people who come in your life today and they will not be in your life tomorrow. When they are leaving, allow them to go. They came for a reason and a season. When they leave, they have to go. You can never tell me that your friends now were your friends when you were in nursery school. You can never tell me now your friends now are going to be your friends in the next 10 years. You are going to meet different people in your life. They are going to come. They are all assets that God gave you. Then one of the things that God gives everybody to live this life is desire. I like this. I don't like that. I like a nice young lady. I like fair women. I like dark women. I like rice. I like banku. I like okra. I like it. Is desire. It is God who puts it there. Free stuff. Rich man has 24 hours. So is the poor man. Lifetime, the time of life, is like money. It is not how much you have. It is what you do with what you have. Sika. It will lose value. So, your life is like money. It's not how much you have. It's what you do with what you have. Your life, that is, it is what you do with your life. 24 hours today, a trim. When Tiger Woods was at his peak and was playing golf, maybe today it will not make too much sense when I use Tiger as an example. Maybe let me use some of these footballers. You know, recently, Real Madrid have signed up few players. Arsenal has signed last week, this week, new players. Those players are going to be receiving like $3 million a week, $5 million a week, $5 million divided by the 7 days, divided by 24 hours, and divided by... They are counting their hundreds of thousands by the minutes. So then, obedient the naibo body nagene, when you are the man, what do you do with your 24 hours? I have stood here and said many times, you can never replace hard work with prayer. Rather, you must be able to, maybe let me say it this way and say that. You cannot replace hard work with prayer, and you can never replace prayer with hard work. It goes together. It goes together. So listen to me carefully. In your lifetime, that is a very important thing. You wake up in the morning, you can decide to watch funny videos the whole day. Another person will also decide, I want to invest my life into viability, productivity, functionality, impact that can create an impact. You know, I've told the people, instead of begging, use your brains. Your brain is an engine God gave you. Everybody that is watching me and listening to me tonight will have to come to an understanding. Your life path, your TA, our life span is not the same, just like my fingers. Some will live longer, others will live shorter. TA, see? your lifetime. Remember in your lifetime. A day is coming. We will, the heaven eternity will show you your lifetime. Like a video. Maybe let me say like a movie. Can you imagine if Jesus come into this building, just for example, and then he makes you sit here, and on these screens, he shows you your lifetime. I'm telling you, you will be shocked that we have wasted time, wasted money, wasted relationships. God sent two people to come and help you, and you wasted them. There were people who came into your life. You wanted to marry them, or they wanted to marry you. The way you treated them, they disconnected. You are here still praying, God, bring my husband. He brought him. You didn't see him. Because if the Lord takes you to a gold mine and mine gold in a raw state, you will think it is a stone. Gold will have to be taken through a process before you can see it as a glittering gold. Everybody sitting here, normally we do not want to receive the opportunity when they come in a raw state. We all want processed product or finished product. But when oftentimes he does not give you the finished product. Right now, as I'm standing here, if I am not married, for example, many of you sitting here, if I should propose marriage to you, you will love it. But 24 years ago, if I had proposed marriage to the same people, they would refuse it. Because I came 24 years ago in a raw state. Now you are seeing a refined product. And therefore, this guy, Mama Rita, when But now is a processed product. Can you know? Yeah, Michelle, you are saying, Michelle, engagement picture. Last night, we prayed, we were up for, I think, we stayed up for almost, we prayed till almost 3. The pastors, we prayed till 12, myself and Didi till almost 1, and I continued till like 3. And then, before I went to sleep, I said, Lord, I thank you for how far you have brought us. I am so grateful for the opportunity, the privilege, the opportunity to stand and to work for you. I don't take for granted anything. Because I went through a few pictures. And the pictures were, you know, when I started traveling and our children were kids. And I came one day, we went out to eat, and I took pictures of Dede. And I look at Dede, Michelle, you now, and I look at the pictures. I saw the children. God, you are too good. And this is just 10 years ago. I'm not talking about 20 years. Only 10 years ago. Say yes to Tana Dema. Or they were Tana. You show a lifetime. You know you have wasted resources. Resources. Opportunities. A wasted opportunity. It came real, but you couldn't do much with it. Remember thou in your lifetime. This night should be a time of reflection. Sit down. Sometimes giddy is good. Sit down and look back and reflect. Don't take it too far. 48 months ago, the things you said on 31st night, January resolution, that you would do, revisit them. It's part of your lifetime. And let's check whether you are making use of life or not. As we speak right now, there are foolish churches that are popping up. Antichrist churches popping up. Esther, the Bible said the Antichrist have already gone into the world. That word world, they have entered the system. The Antichrist, yeah, have already. The Bible was talking about you have heard that the Antichrist will come, but I am telling you that already they are in the well. Put that scripture on the screen. The Antichrist is already in our system. Little children, it is the last days. Turn this into GNT and let's read this. The Bible said, little children, the end is near. In the NLT, the Bible said, my children, go further. You know, the last hour is here. In the Amplified Version, the Bible said, it is the last hour. In the Message Version of the Bible, the scripture said, the time is just about up. In NIV, you know, the Bible said, this is the last hour. And then in possibly ESV or ASV, well, one of them, the Bible said, it is the last hour. And back to King James Version, the scripture said, and you have heard that the Antichrist shall come. Even now are many Antichrists. Many. Ghana habi priwa. Serious. Na manian ye dani ni pakra eko wosei. Sadia ye di ti pim pim. Eri ababru kasi ye want to kede wa asasi so. Ebradi ma ye na ye mumo yo kohi Kristo so. Isaiah chapter 53. Who has believed our report? Verse number 1. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The second verse is that, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of the dry ground. He have no form nor comeliness. When you shall see the Christos, there is no beauty that we should desire him. The Bible said, for he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, we hid our faces from him and was despised, and he was despised and we esteem him not. In the fourth verse, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. In the fifth verse, he was wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And this is the verse I'm looking for. Oh, we are like sheep gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all. Put this in my language. Watch again. I'm going to deal with that. Yeah, I want you to listen. Yeah, that, you know, he makes this particular. Yeah, the tenas as is what we want to get there. As I could, the gym. Oh, man. Easy. Read the word of the Lord.
Yeah, you know, want to get there. You're done it down if you find your coin so. They're running my engine. I'm going to share this. So,
kind of them.
What's
saying in your yard plan?
Now, so on what you're wearing, I know. Say a drama. What in the Quaco Kumuno?
It's all right. Hold it. This It's part of what Jesus was saying. Teach them. No. Can I have a phone? It's like a phone. But this phone, when it is not charged, fully charged, not connected to a network or to a network, a cellular network, it's a phone, all right. But it's non-functional. Do any of for Christ Jesus? No, you have a cellular network and chain. I can connect a ship. Once it's connected to the network, now I need to put it on and charge it, fully charge it, before it functions. Many people who come to Christ are not connected to the network. What is the network? The grace of God is the network. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. For we are saved by grace through faith. It is the gift of God. That is the network. God is not seen, God is not seeing you by your own works. Go to verse number 9. Not of works. It is not of papa waye. But in verse 10, the Bible said, having saved you, now you are created, you are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ unto good works. The last time my father, Reverend Wilberforce, preached, he quoted this scripture. Before we got to Sapim and Alabaster City, we were listening on radio. And at the time you have gotten into this place, he said, even though your salvation is not by works and it's not by your effort, but by the grace of God, once you come into Christ, you are now prepared, you have been geared, you have been prepared, polished, refined, and your job is good works. Please, the trumpet is something, and to bend to nation. Simple. Do us it. I'm standing here telling you, a person that is in Christ, that have been trained in Christ, there are certain things they can never do, never come close to it. You are created in Christ for good works. You are the workmanship. When in construction or in building technology, when we say workmanship, we are talking about the work craft. The mason is good. The bricklayer is good. The carpenter is good. The joiner is good. The goldsmith is good. Because his work is clean. They are talking about the work craft or the workmanship. That's what we're talking about. One day we went to a site and inspected the project. When we got there, I said to the owner of the project, I said, these people are wasting your money. He asked me why. I said, they are using the same cement, sandstones to do a very, very bad work for you. The same materials given to a good workmanship, you will clap. So the blood of Christ has put you into a beautiful workmanship. And your job is good works. In your mapa. Obebu in your mapa omode. Hallelujah. So last Sunday we said that the first wonder of hell. Put the bullet points here. The first wonder of hell. I said that hell is a burning place. You want to write, this is the good time. I have 5 minutes to close. Hell is a burning place. The place is burning. Jesus said in Mark chapter 9 and verse 44, he said, in hell the worm does not die, the fire does not quench. In Psalm 39 and verse number 3, David said, my heart was hot within me, and while I was musing, the fire burnt. Then I speak with my tongue. In Matthew chapter 3 verse number 12, the Bible said, whose fan in his hand, he will thoroughly purge the floor and the garner, and gather the wheat into the garner, but he will burn the chaff with unquenchable fire. Number two wonder of hell. Hell is a place of sorrows and torment. Luke chapter 16 verse number 24, the Bible said, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip his finger or the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Second Samuel chapter 22 and verse number 6, Second Samuel 22 and verse 6, the sorrows of hell compassed me about, and the snares of death prevented me. In this other version, the Bible said, you know, watching, you will be reading these three scriptures for me. Read that particular one whilst I go to Psalm number 18 and verse number 5. I don't have time. It's all right. Sorrows of hell compassed me about, and the snares of death prevented me. Psalm number 116 verse number 3. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. He's talking about hell. Then the third wonder of hell. I said celebrities and the masses are going to hell. Add the masses to it. Celebrities and masses are going to hell. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse number 14. The Bible made a submission. Therefore, hell has enlarged itself and opened her mouth wide without measure. And the Bible said, and their glory and their multitudes and their pomp. The other version, he said, in the other version, he said, and Jerusalem's splendor and her multitude, her boisterous uproar and her drunken revilers descend into hell. Another version, he said, they gulps down nobles of Jerusalem along with the noisy crowd of common people are going to hell. Another version, he said, Sheol has developed a huge appetite, swallowing people nonstop, big people and little people alike. Go down to hell. The fourth wonder of hell, I said, it's a place of mockery. Place. Second Peter chapter 3 and verse number 3. Let's read from that particular. He said, first of all, go to the King James Version. The Bible said, notice that in the last days, scoffers, walking according to their own lust, will come. Verse number 4. And the scripture said, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. It goes on to say, For this they willingly are ignorant of, that the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water, and the water, whereby, go back to, I'm not done, you know, and in the water. And then in verse number 6, he said, whereby the world that then was, and being overflowed with water perished. Put this in my language, I will want to read this. Read on, sir.
Well, sir, and I'm
Relax. Osuruni asasi ewo osisi e. Wode nasem ena akura. Wode asasi ene osuru ewo ho no wode yesie ama uja. Wode yesie ama atemu nipa emomoyofo omoseye da. Acts chapter number 17, verse number 31. The Bible said, because God has appointed a day to judge the whole world. Let me say this as I close. Don't be deceived. Ibi abitrim. Put the bullet points and close. The free thing is that hell is a place of damnation. Matthew chapter 23, verse number 33. I asked the leaders of Ghana on Sunday, how can you escape the damnation of hell? How? How are you going to escape the damnation of hell? And then the last thing which I will close with. The bullet points. It's five actually. So let me give you the six and seven so that I don't have any carry forward with me. Hell, Jesus said, is a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew chapter 25, verse number 30. I'll give you a couple of scriptures on that particular one before we go. Spare me 5 minutes to do that quickly so I close this particular. Since this is the Bible study, I would like us to read it. Watch you read what we have. Hell is a place of issue. When I read an account of one of the people that had a very strange encounter, was an unbeliever, had a strange encounter with heaven. And then once he was released, he also had an encounter of hell and was confirming these scriptures. When you look at Matthew chapter 13 and verse number 42, the Bible said something very interesting. Look at this. He said, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing or weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 51. The Bible made the same submission, similitude. He said, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then also in Matthew chapter 8, verse number 12, Jesus made a submission. He said, but the children of the kingdom, go to the previous verse. Let's start from verse 10 for the sake of understanding. And when Jesus heard it, he was marveled, and he said unto them that followed him, he said, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not such in Israel. In the 11th verse, he said, but I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But listen to this, he is speaking to the church. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into the outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yesu, Esu ojenim. Hell has weeping and gnashing of teeth. Serious. Job chapter 16 and verse number 9. The Bible made another submission. He said, he teared me in his wrath. Who hated me? He garnished upon me with his teeth. My enemies sharpened his tendons into NIV. And let's read it. The Bible said, look, Job chapter 16, 9, correct. God assails me and tears me in his anger and gnashes his teeth at me. Or chirene si chirene. Kai homa mti. Hey, Obia, if you miss salvation, it will not be a joke. The place that is prepared for the devil and his cohort. So Sunday I was asking the question, what is the purpose of hell? Hell no, as long as one say, a dainty nyamebo hell. Why did he create hell? I gave you three scriptures for that. Let's see if you are learning. Number one, 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 4. Let's read that quickly and then we are on our way. For if God did not spare angels that sent, but sent them to hell, putting them in chains of darkness to be held for judgment. Next verse. If he did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others. Next verse. If he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, burning them to ashes, and made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly. Watch in this verse. Let me hear this. Verse number six. Turn this into my language, please. You know, Adia when Yamia and say, what is Sodom ni Gomorrah was shed as she woman the woman here and her soul. Don't joke with God. Enum now, ho. Ya kwa sore. Nipa biti mi nye yi kukudro. A sore laptop no atam kuni fi. Timi ba sore, a sore toiletries. No a fa bag, no a load, no a gum nori kufi. Vya sore niye ma yam tamo. Enum neba. Kukumasiye chiwo no mne adie buase ko places ashiyama e chinkraya places in so to more even person area, you know, go to places like Kaswa no mne adie kwa kwasiya nsori ni jimi we no mneba and people are fooling around kwa jimi. All this is gravitating coming to us. And you are joking with your Christian life. This is coming. Judgment is on our head. And people can maltreat their own wives. Live your life carelessly. Oh, please. Please. January until now, there are people who have never won one soul for Jesus Christ. Never talked about Christ to anybody. And hell has opened its mouth and swallowing people. Everybody's works is before them all. I'm telling you. So when you sit here, I am not looking at the offering you can give. I am looking at the alignment of your soul to the word and the will of God, that when he appears, you will appear with him. That's my job. Oh, you can clap your hands. Stand to your feet. Let's close. And then the last wonder of hell. Hell is a place of consciousness. a beer beer when as I see so udru hell obekai obekai nina would to be good in any mungaya with yamim and gaya somehow woken. A young man I knew in London, the police arrested him. The police showed him a photograph because the cameras in UK, when they take photographs, it takes you. Wow, what take care of him? Plus, what can any number? A cow. You can't do that. And the guy told me, he said, bro, now me, be me, I can me and get Jamie. When they asked me that it was, I said, it was not me. I denied to the point that the police officer said, go. Intibida, say Brunia Chow no seco, intibida. We are my other obeco. Or say, what didn't track was the police in any seco? Maybe me and get Jamie. It came in get Jamie. The police man said, never forget the liars are on their way already to the lake of fire. The Bible makes it very clear. I see one way didn't draw, and one way pen draw. Woman, nah, a jinabia, a woo, jantadi in him. Dear, but chronachi, calamity, but the cowards, traitors, you know, perverts, murderers, immoral, those who practice magic, and those who worship idols, and all liars, all the people lying to young girls. The place of them is in the lake burning with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Can't you know Kronachi and it began a more summa bosom near catch the mati because we make it categorically. Abosom can can in echo hell. Hallelujah. The reason why I love this church is in Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed are the people who read it and hear it. They hear, not only read, the people that hear. And some way want to be a Yahow. Blessed are they that hear. Here, yeah, catch it out. TNA is not just a slogan, it's a revelation, it's a command. The people that hear the words of this prophecy, one word, they bit him. I got to know some of them. We young can be in jail with Danadi away from you. Yes, now go could do one. I've been going to say, how I'm telling you from 2016, Mr. Sampong. Consistently. You know, recently I was going through some of the early W3 service and I saw you. I was shocked. This is somebody you've been here for a longer time. I didn't even notice it. Consistently. And yet, the new purpose was my pick. This flesh wants to sleep with your own sister, your own brother, your own mother, your own father. This flesh is mad. This flesh, it is blessed are the people who hear. They hear. Come to sit down and to hear the word. The words of this prophecy. Because the time is at hand. Last line. When we preach like this, it doesn't mean that the Lord does not think about what you eat tomorrow, how to pay your children's school fees, how to get a degree, how to get a promotion, how to be married, and all that. God does not think about that. He is telling you to seek ye first the kingdom and its righteousness. First, all other things shall be added. All other things will be automatic. All other things, you don't need to cry for it. If God is your father, then your father cares and loves you. Oh yeah, all other things, all other things. Oh, you can clap your hands. All other things. All other things. But before the all other things, it is a blessing to hear the kingdom. Hear, hear, hear. Here, if Barry Drew is alive today, he can boldly tell you, better listen to what they are saying. You better listen to what they are saying. He will tell you that. Because the people who have had a death experience, they would tell you that, come and receive a visa. Imuha. Come and receive. Imuha. When your visa, we need again such. You have received a visa, but you have not repented. You are not soundly born again. Christ is not your savior. You do not tremble at his word. You are not working at your own salvation with fear and trembling. Your visa is useless. It's useless. Unti mi monsa. Minim nienti ya unti mi monsa. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 6. The Bible said, all flesh is grass. I hear the voice saying, cry out, and all flesh is grass, and all the godliness thereof. Turn this into a different version. Let's work quickly. In this one, he said, these people are nothing but grass. They are low, fragile, like the wild flowers. Another version, he says, yeah, all humanity is as frail. When we are making changes in the scripture, make sure that all the people online are also getting it so that the service will be meaningful to them. You know, he said, flesh as grass, humanity as frail as grass, and all that makes it attractive, its charm, its loveliness, its momentary, are like the flowers of the field. Go to the next verse. In the next verse, he said here, the grass withers and the flower it will fade when the Lord sends the wild blowing on them. People are no more enduring than grass. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse number 24. All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man are the flower of the grass. As the flower of the grass withereth, and the flower faileth away. I have a lot of biographies, autobiographies, the little book they do for funerals. I have a lot in my library. I keep them because nobody writes a bad report of a dead person. I have some that the people I don't know. I tell my mother, any funeral you attend, bring me that book. And sometimes I go and it's packed and I collect them. Recently I was going through one of a woman, beautiful woman. I didn't even know the woman was such beautiful. I knew the woman as an old woman. Now I went to Nemaba Wabrim and I'm so, wow. Shenahunfe, the physique original. When I'm going to say, Bibi, we are your friend, a proper. Uyinana, a proper. The beauty is fading off. And she said, Iwira, Idru, baby, na a so, Iwira, ni na puegu from all the leaves, fade, falls down. And I saw the woman, I said, I can't believe it. Your breast will fall off. Let me tell all the people going for bat enhancement, no matter what you do, a bad job. No matter what you do, if you do baby na dia no mo dia shemu no wa re se dia honam na joa enye obi a na be ka che se twa na yi to twene e beg you. I don't care how they pump it for you, a beg you o to unyi ni na ejuju o se de e be gugu a se hata. Have you taken care of an old man or an old woman before? Oma me and our papa, one nana or ya brewa and all that. And you are taking care of them, oh papa and ho and all that. Pajamas, the naya pajamas. Oh! Oh! Ha! And I'm not one when I say, hurro, hurro, hurro. Me, I've taken care of old people. Papa who, you know, and give your life, yourself holy. Give thyself holy. Put that scripture on the screen. Give thyself holy to Jesus the Christ. Give thyself holy. And be serious with your Christian life. Meditate on these things and give thyself holy unto them, for thy profit and may appear to all. Yeah. Give thyself. A prophetic service that have ma the change the bema was see a team and yin as well. Give thyself holy. Fauna. Give thyself holy. I want you to lay your two hands on your heart. And tonight we want to give ourselves holy. Ourselves holy, 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 holy unto the Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to commit your life into the hands of. Give thyself holy. Thank God for your gadgets and your car and your all the things you boast about. I go to events, I see people that, you know, they feel they have arrived. That will be such a watch. You'll be neighbor Jaro. Give thyself holy. Give thyself holy. Give thyself holy to the things of God, to the things of Christ, and to his kingdom. Give thyself holy. Give thyself holy. Fauna me uradi yesu. Faniye urano krajengwa. Give thyself holy unto the Lord. Give thyself holy. Now tell the Holy Spirit, fill me and strengthen me. Help me. Help my infirmity. Kaprako vrigede. Rontaka dimo host. Vragadima antura. Zura antede de kabria. Rakota bria skevanto. Shadadada kobahade. Ria antede de kadaba ayoho zia atakadesh brahadia antuna da kadebo rakadaba antede de rakadaba hadosh. Strengthen your people, strengthen your church, strengthen the body of Christ all through the world. Gabere bahadia, that we will walk with you in the fear of your glory and of your splendor. Tenene makadiboho Shanta Griya Diba Anto Sonta Mrigash Ragadananama Toba Dadahaya. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ was sorry. Was sorry. The free woman. Oh, with whom were yes, worthy. Wedding kuni, wedding kuni, Yesu Christ adi kuni, wedding kuni mo. Oh. Wedding kunim, wedding kunim, wedding kunim. I bless you for your goodness. Before we pray and leave the service, wherever you are watching me and in person in this building, you don't know Christ as your Savior, you have not given your life to Jesus. You want to pray this prayer with me and say, Dear Jesus, have mercy on my soul. Fill me with your Spirit and write my name in the book of life. Tonight, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I honor you for this rededication. Empower us to win as many souls for Christ and His kingdom. Every day you are building up on us in our holy faith. I ask that your grace will abound. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. The Lord bless you. Thank you. Oh, clap your hands for the Lord. Glory to the Son of God. Pick up your offering for the service, and I pray in the name of Jesus, I'm asking for the benevolence of God upon your life as never before. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The Lord bless you. Come and engage the altar. Wedding kunim, wedding kunim, Yesu Christa dinku. Wedding kunim, oh, 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 wedding kunim, Yesu Christa dinku. Oh, oh, wedding kunim,
wedding kunim,
Yesu Christa
dinkuni.
Wedding kunim, mama, yo, wedding kunim, wedding kunim, Yesu Christa
dinkuni.
Sing it one last time. Wedding kunim, oh,
wedding
kunim, oh,
wedding kunim,
Yesu Christa dinkuni. Pasaina dingunimo, oh, wedding kunim,
Yesu Christa dinkuni.
Wedding kunim, mama, wedding kunim,
wedding kunim, Yesu Christa dinkuni.
Stand to your feet, let us close. Tomorrow, Forest and Bible Kesia, 8 o'clock. 10 o'clock is going to be a very special time in the presence of God. Please don't miss it. The hand of God will lead and meet us as never before in Jesus' precious name. Say amen. Amen. All right. So I'll catch you. Team Alabaster, we have a team training camp meeting this Friday. You already know with all the branches. And so take note of it. The Lord bless you. All the guys who watched online, we love you. We appreciate you. May the Lord continue to favor you and expand your cause. From all of us here at the Amponsa Memorial Temple, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. See you next time.
Catch it there, yeah. Catch it and say, Watu nizi ipumuna, enkrofuwe biyo omudia. What tribe juke? Emmanuel said, me home of a chance, hope one. A yadum be. Shed one for Sadum in Jujurifo. Two, can you create a clue? Catch them saying, Tronin, you didn't know a war furniture in Ninja. Tell them the truth. Remember why I tell them it's not a blessing to live a promiscuous life. Tell them. Tell them it's not a blessing when you don't talk to your wife but you chat with girls. Tell them it's not a blessing. Chatting with girls you don't know, Chinese girls, Indian girls, they come on your profile and it's girls, strange girls. We look for that, we see the mutter, we are not tambabro, we shall it. We. nya wo nya nte no wo jane papa
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.